Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, you'll be excited to hear that an old friend called into this episode.
Great. Who is it?
Well, you call him Braddy, but I have another nickname for him.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
The Mailman.
Oh, because of his last name?
Yes, but also because he delivers. All right, Patrick, you get to see Shadow today.
Yes.
Shadow right here.
It's always a pleasure to see him, Jim, and there's no feeling quite like having his paws on your shoulders as he greets you hello.
Yes, he can get big when he wants to.
Yeah, he's a very affectionate guy.
All right, well, he's hanging out with us here in the basement, which is nice. We'll see how long that lasts before he gets sick of us and goes upstairs.
Gallops away.
Yeah, but for now, we got that. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
Before we get started today, we're going to do New Music Week. We have enough calls to do a whole week, but as we mentioned last month, the calls are shorter now, so more easily digestible, I think, which is good.
That's right.
As you get older, like me, you know, have some troubles with that. So everybody just has one or two song picks.
Yeah.
And we'll go through those this week, right? June New Music.
Exciting. And again, as we said last month, really appreciate everybody taking up the principle of brevity a little bit so we can get more voices in and have everybody a chance to get more new music on the playlist that we put together, which is really great too. So really looking forward to seeing what people came up with in June. It seemed like there was a lot of records out in June. Really starting, like the next few months, I think, are going to be pretty big for new releases.
So that's the amazing thing with all the calls we got, people recommending. There's only like, I think like two duplicates something.
That's fantastic.
So it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty great. So you're going to get a lot of new music, a wide variety of stuff. Okay. But before we get to that, I can't remember if we have already talked about this update or not, but we're adding a third night to Suburbs Fest.
That's right.
So now it's going to be October 1, 2, and 3.
That's right.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday will be the meetup and the open mic at Settle Down Easy Brewery in Falls Church, Virginia.
Right.
Saturday night will be the show at American Legion Hall in Silver Spring, Maryland, and now with four bands. So it's Wingtip Sloat, Dot Dash, Apollo 66, and now Frank Muffin.
Right.
From Indiana.
That's
coming
right.
out.
That's right. It's exciting.
And probably some other surprises or little collaborations or something. We'll see. We got some time to plan that out. And then now Sunday night will be a Frank Muffin show.
Right.
At Ned Devine's in Herndon, Virginia.
Herndon, VA.
And that'll be a $5 cover, so it's cheap. That'll be on Sunday, and they'll do a full show, Frank Muffin, right? So
that'll
be a lot of fun.
And then Monday, I will be checking into the hospital.
Yeah, right. Seriously.
For about 3 days.
Seriously. I know I'm taking a day off from the day job.
For sure.
Recovery time. So, and then there's also a deal on discounted hotel rooms at the Marriott in Falls Church. So go to suburbspod.com and click on the info on Suburbs Fest, and you can find the info about the discounted hotel rooms. So good deal.
A very nice place to stay in a good location. And if you're out there, hey, maybe you can fit in a trip to our friends at the CD Cellar or a couple of the record stores around here.
That's right. Absolutely. So we'll steer you in the right direction.
Yeah, for sure.
So come on out. We'd love to see you.
Be great.
October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Okay. Now, let's see. New music. All right. So we usually start here with Stephen Routledge because he's the one who started this whole phenomenon of listener new music picks. And
that's right.
He also has theme music.
He's got it. The man, myth, and the legend. Stephen Routledge from Scotland. He's got it.
Hi Jim and Patrick, faithful interns and Patrick's one true friend Shadow, Stephen Routledge here calling in from Scotland with my new music picks for June. The joy of finding an artist that is new to you but somehow produces an album of the year contender upon first listen is something special, akin to downing that first cold beer after a long hot day working and proclaiming in satisfaction that that hits the spot. Well, I've been fortunate enough to have that feeling not once but twice this month. First up is Scottish singer-songwriter Andrew Howie. His new album, Pale White Branches, was released on the 21st of June, and immediately entered Album of the Year contender status. I'm spoilt for choice for tracks to select here, but we'll settle upon Madeline. Like many of his songs, they tell a story, often featuring geographic references within the song and the title. Partick Station, for example. Side note to football fans, Partick Thistle are one of the many superbly named Scottish football teams. Anyway, this song, Madeline, is a bittersweet tale featuring upbeat melodic rock with a great use of dynamics and simple but effective guitar riffs. I best describe his style as a cross between Del Amitri and a Scottish Josh Rouse. I'm sure there are many listeners who will find much to enjoy on his album. And as an added bonus, when ordering the CD, a handwritten postcard from Andrew was included, thanking me for buying the CD and hoping that I enjoyed the songs. That I very much did. Continuing the new-to-me artist theme, who've staggered me with the quality of a release, is Underwater Sunshine and their album Sucker Tree. The story behind this album is almost as good as the music contained therein. A Canadian power pop band, heavily influenced by the Posies, Matthew Sweet, and a myriad of other mid-90s sonic references. They recorded the vast majority of this album just before splitting up in the greatest year for music, 1997. As a result, the master tapes sat in one of the band members' garages for the next 25 years, before they pulled them out of storage, added a final few flourishes, and got it mixed, mastered, and then released on CD on the 24th of June. There is some confusion as to the actual release date, as my streaming service seems to think the album came out on 13th of February, but Bandcamp definitively states 24th of June. And seeing as this is where I discovered and purchased it, $10 for the CD, by the way, a mere $15 for postage to the UK, I'm claiming it as June new music. The clue as to my love for this album is in its original conception date of 1996 to 1997. This is a shot of pure mid-90s alt-rock nostalgia. And I know for certain that Nicholas Nygaard's, Justin Steiner, Kevin Clement, Keith Jacobson, to name but a few, will find much to enjoy here. And like Andrew Howie, I'm spoiled for choice, but will settle on It's You, and bask in the energetic drumming, melodic guitar lines, hummable melodies, and chiming guitars that it provides. That concludes my missive for this month, in what has proven to be a stellar month of releases for me personally. And as ever, I look forward to hearing what you, the interns, and my fellow listeners pick. Just be sure to keep rocking the suburbs every day.
All right, there you go. Thanks, Stephen, for that.
Beautiful. I was just thinking, you know, having Stephen lead off our new music picks is like, you know, penciling in Ricky Henderson at the top of the lineup, right? First thing on the card. Yep.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because Ricky Henderson, in addition to being, you know, just a great runner, you know, base runner,
yep,
and stole a lot of bases and all that, so, you know, very fast, why you'd put him in the leadoff position, but he also could hit home runs.
That's right. He had sneaky power. Yes,
that's
he
right.
did.
That's right. Yep. So
there you go.
So Steven does that. He hits the home runs.
That's right.
For sure. Okay. Let's see here. First, we're going to start with Andrew Howie, mm-hmm, and the song is Madeline. And now, this one is not on Spotify for people who use that service. I don't know about some other streaming services, but it is on Bandcamp, so you can find it there. That's got some great power pop.
Wonderful.
Sound,
wonderful.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a sucker anytime the bass is going to play counter melody that. Like that. Like, that is so great. And the fact that Steven said immediately went into album of the year contention. Well, there you go. What else do you need to say?
So really? Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's right. It's on Bandcamp and it's inexpensive. So yeah,
exactly.
Check that out. Yep. People
bookmark that and follow Andrew Howie.
Andrew Howie. Scottish popster. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, this one is really interesting. This Underwater Sunshine, because apparently it's sat around for 25 years
really
or something like
interesting.
That.
Yeah.
It's just now being released.
Garage. Yeah.
So the song is It's You. Just because you more power pop.
Yeah, beautiful song.
So great.
Yeah. And I got to say, just no hint of like datedness at all. And maybe that's a hallmark of power pop in itself, right? That it sounds fresh no matter when.
That's right.
That's really amazing. Yeah. The backstory of that, if you hadn't told me, I would have had no idea that it wasn't a brand new record.
It could have been recorded last month.
Right.
Right.
Or in 74.
That's right.
Amazing.
That's right. But what great melodies and just really great song structure.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, soaring on the chorus.
Really nice. So, yeah, too bad that was kept under wraps all this long.
Yeah.
But now you get it.
More than a little hint of the late, great Tommy Keane in there, too.
For sure.
Yeah.
Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you very much. Let's move on to the next call.
Hey, Jim and Patrick and interns and the other shadow. It's Keith Jacobson from Grand Rapids. I'm calling in with my June new music picks. There was a call out the other day on the episode to call from a boat. I believe after there were calls from, other, vehicles as such. So I'm calling, I went out and bought a boat just for this bit right now. So I'm calling from my boat. See if you hear my engine. It's no wake hours, here on the school section lake up in Michigan. And, I'm letting my son drive at the moment. So don't worry. I'm not calling and driving at the same time. So. I'll get to my picks real quick. So, actually, first pick is from a Grand Rapids-based band, Jack Dropper and the Best Intentions, Dad Rock. And then I've got another pick for you guys real quick. Underwater Sunshine, Sucker Tree. This album was recorded in 1996 and 1997. Power pop goodness, reminds me a lot of the Posies, but it actually wasn't released until this past month. So anyway, hope you guys are doing well. Happy 4th of July. Have a good night.
Okay, hang on. He did call back.
Okay.
Hey, it's Keith Jacobson from Grand Rapids. I'm going EPJ on you. I'm still on my boat calling, and I realized I didn't say anything about Jack Dropper and the Best Intentions, their album Dad Rock. Of course, they named that after the old podcast. I'm sure they were big fans of that. Give it a listen. Check out the song New Holland. It has some real serious Springsteen vibes on this album. Really digging it. And I actually ordered a Dad Rock hat from them. So looking forward to getting that. Anyway, still on my boat. Still no wake. And that's it. Talk to you guys later. Thanks.
All right. A call from a boat.
That's pretty cool.
I'm on a boat.
One question for Keith. Was T-Pain with you on the boat?
So we've had calls from cars, bikes, boats.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Richard Branson. May he be calling in from space?
From space, yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Be kind of hard to call from a plane, I suppose.
Yeah. Be kind of difficult.
You know, I'd love it if somebody would like call while skydiving.
Oh, that'd be beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or so, hang gliding or in a hot air balloon, something like that.
Yeah.
That'd
be excellent. That'd work. Yeah. So, you know.
Within range of your cell towers. That's beautiful, though. I do believe we, somewhere on social media, saw a picture of Keith's dog on the boat.
Yes.
Right. Shadow. The other Shadow, right?
Well, apparently that's the true Shadow.
Oh, that's the true Shadow. I got it. Okay.
And then this is the other Shadow.
Oh, I got it. Okay. Okay. I don't want to step in the middle of that.
That's right. Yeah. There's litigation.
Redacted. Redacted.
Yeah. Okay, so where are we here? Okay, so he mentioned the Underwater Sunshine.
Uh-huh.
So another fan of that album, and yep, you heard a song from that already. But this other one, Michigan band, Jack Droppers and the Best Intentions.
And the Best Intentions.
Yes. The album is Dad Rock, and the song is New Holland. There you go. That has a really nice groove to it,
yeah.
I think. It sounds like Dad Rock.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah, it's got that gritty kind of feel to it that's yeah, earthy. That's really nice,
yes,
too. I don't know. I have a soft spot for any band that's somebody and something. Like, I always like that. Yeah, maybe it was, goes all the way back to George Thorogood and the Delaware Destroyers when I was a kid. But I don't know. I just always love that.
I like that, too. And the Best Intentions, too, tells you something about
there we go,
where they're coming from, right?
We're trying. It's trying our best. That's I love it. Yeah.
Okay. Now, thank you, Keith, for that. Next, we have one more call today. Oh, this is a new caller, I think.
Okay.
I'm not sure if he's called in before. You've heard him before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure over the phone.
Hello, Jim, Patty, interns, and fellow listeners. Greetings from Lovettville, Virginia. It's me, Brad, weighing in with my new music pick for June. June's really turning out to be one for the record books, man. Like, lots of new releases. As I record this, today's June 25th. And just today alone, like, crazy amounts of new stuff is coming out from, you know, a bunch of known quantities like Hurry, beloved amongst our community, Lucy Dacus, Faye Webster, Squirrel Flower. The list goes on and on. It really does. It's crazy. But anyway, I don't want to talk about any of those. I want to talk about an unknown quantity to me, a band that's been around for a few years out of Atlanta. They've got a couple of EPs, but I've never heard of them until they put out a single, you know, earlier in the month. And that single is called Shrug. And the name of the band is called Lunar Vacation. Out of Atlanta. They just signed to Keeled Scales Records down in Austin, a record label that's been on fire lately. Really good stuff coming out of there. They got Katie Kirby. Her record is, I think, probably the best, you know, the forerunner for album of the year for me. But again, I digress. I just want to talk about this song called Shrug. It's reminiscent of a sort of like a more indie rock contemplative Go-Go's to me. It sounds very summery. It makes me think of, you know, sitting in a, or driving around in a convertible or in the back of a pickup truck down at the beach somewhere, just having a good time. It's juxtaposed against the lyrics, which are a little bit more like, can't seem to motivate to get out of the house or do stuff. You just sit at home and listen to too much Wilco. But it's a really fun song. I like it a lot, and it feels so summery. And since we're now into summer, I thought it would be a good pick. That's it. That's all I got to say. Thanks much. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, so we had underwater sunshine and now lunar vacation.
Right, right. That's beautiful. Yes. Yeah.
But another great little poppy song,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, totally. Brad, great to hear from Braddy, and I hope he becomes a regular monthly contributor to this.
Yeah.
And boy, he described it right, man. A little touch of the Go-Go's, a little summertime. Yeah, a little beach vibe, right?
Totally.
And yet juxtapose those lyrics. Really, really cool. I love the name, too. I think it's great.
It's great.
Yeah. And I wasn't really familiar with this Keeled Scales label, but just looking here at some of their artists, it looks like a thing I need to become a lot more familiar with.
About that. Mm-hmm. Seems hard to say, but
it does. It's weird.
But maybe that's the best stuff. You got to earn it.
That's right. Right. Yep.
So I liked how there's the line about listening to too much Wilco or something like that, right? Yep. And then, or playing too much Wilco. And then immediately after that, it goes into this kind of weird, kind of spacey kind of music or whatever, which is something that Wilco will do from time to time,
very
like in
clever.
Via Chicago or that kind of songs like that.
Right.
You know,
very cool.
Weird kind of breakdown.
Yeah.
Right. So nice touch there. All
very nice. Very, very nice. That's a great pick, Braddy.
All right. Okay. So that's it for today. Today was maybe a little longer than you're going to hear the rest of the week, but we got some good stuff in there.
Absolutely.
Started off the week strong, I think. Right.
Yep.
Okay. So let's move on to tomorrow. And
sounds good.
I think that's about it. All right.
Yeah. Thanks,
guys.
You're
going to hear more callers tomorrow. So it's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you all then.
Richard Branson, may he be calling in from space?
From space, yeah.